From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American, the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast. Five others were wounded. U.S. military spokesman Colonel Ryan Dillon did not immediately say who was responsible for that attack. Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on its way out of Syria.
We're going to be coming out of there real soon. Going to get back to our country, where we belong, where we want to be.
U.S. has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy the Islamic State began in 2014. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, hundreds more injured by Israeli security forces along the Israel-Gaza border. Violence erupted as thousands of protesting Palestinians approached the border. Israeli military said its troops responded to the so-called main instigators who were throwing stones and rolling burning tires. Israeli military also accused militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest. Guy Ziv, a Middle East scholar at American University, on the protest by Palestinians.
This is an opportunity to demonstrate their disaffection, their frustrations, their dire situation in Gaza. They want to really highlight the plight of the Palestinian refugees.
Friday was the deadliest day since last fall in Gaza. Court in Senegal sentencing opposition leader Khalifa Sall, a former mayor of the capital, Dakar, to 5 years in prison on embezzlement and falsifying documents, and two slave owners of Mauritania facing 10 to 20 years in prison. A court handed down that harsh anti-slavery ruling. This is VOA News. Czech Republic has extradited to the United States a Russian citizen accused of hacking the LinkedIn website, stealing 117 million passwords. The agreement to send Yevgeny Nikulin to the U.S. came as even Russia also requested his extradition, highlighting the chilly diplomatic situation between Washington and Moscow. Russia accusing Nikulin of an alleged theft from an online money transfer company in 2009. The Kremlin has given marching orders to so-called unfriendly diplomats from several Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. More now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert reacted to the news that Russia plans to mirror the coordinated expulsions of Russian diplomats by the U.S., Britain, and some 25 other countries after the poisoning of a former double agent in Britain with a Russian nerve agent. She said the Kremlin's retaliation is not justified.
Russia should not be acting like a victim. The only victims in this situation are the two victims in the hospital in the UK right now.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced the expulsions and said they will also expel diplomats from other countries. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Also of note, Russia has test-fired its newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. Latest ICBM is set to replace Russia's current Soviet-era missiles. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated a quarter million communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the holy bread. Venezuela's food shortage has affected churches' ability to have the ingredients to make the communion wafers. Venezuela's economic crisis, fueled by decline in oil production, has led to the shortages of food items. Thousands gathered in Jerusalem on Good Friday for their observances. Robert Berger was there.
Pilgrims from around the world packed into the narrow cobblestone alleyways of the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem's Old City to take part in the traditional Good Friday procession. They retraced the footsteps of Jesus to the 14 stations of the cross. Gary Osterberg is from Canada.
Oh, it's an honor to be in this land like this. It's been great.
Jewish pilgrims also flock to Jerusalem to celebrate the start of the week-long biblical holiday of Passover.
That is Robert Berger reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.